Hello, my name is Nikki Bradley from the Motivation Factory. I am an adaptive adventurer and a lover of anything to do with the outdoors in Donegal. My memories of Mount Errigal are so split down the middle. Just to give a little bit of background, I hike with crutches. I was diagnosed with a serious illness when I was younger, and as a result of treatment, I'm now a full-time crutch user. So anytime I embrace the hill of the famous hill of Donegal, I do so with carbon fiber crutches. So for me, before I even get anywhere near Mount Errigal, I have quite a bit of preparation. And that preparation involves correct equipment, correct clothing. I've learned that the hard way. I've memories of climbing Mount Errigal back in 2013, wearing the cheapest outdoor gear because I wasn't convinced that I needed to spend any money on that type of stuff. And like, I suppose, anybody else, I learned the hard way, because if you climb Errigal on a bad day, you will be blown to bits when you get to the top. So yeah, it was a nice little lesson in be prepared. So I now have some lovely bits of equipment, both clothing, backpacks. Actually, my most recent backpack is completely waterproof, which I'm very much looking forward to test on Errigal. So there's quite a bit of preparation before I get near the mountain. And even when I get to the mountain, there's also a little bit of preparation, because if you haven't climbed it before, you can do so on a good day, you can do so on a bad day, or you could do so on a day that starts off good and ends up bad. I was driving past it recently, and the car park was, to say it was overflowing is an understatement, which is lovely to see. However, I couldn't help but feel that familiar fear in my heart at the thought of how many people are on that mountain that have never climbed it before and are possibly climbing it in jeans. You would be so surprised by the amount of times I have passed people wearing jeans climbing that mountain, and it takes everything in me to not give out to them. Because as you know, jeans are basically, they just turn into lead whenever they get wet. So there's a lot that has to be done before you get to it. Now, what I would say is when you get to the actual car park, it's not just a case of, there's a lot of mountains where you get out of the car and there's a lovely little neat trail, and then you get to the base of the mountain and off you go. With Mount Errigal, there is many obstacles in your way before you even get to the base, and that is mainly made up of bogland. Again, learned this the hard way, wearing cheap shoes, and was mucked up to my knees before I even started the climb. So I would wear things like gaiters that are, you know, they go up as far as my knee and just keep everything nice and dry. But there's a good bit of tripping and slipping your way to the base. And when you get to the base, you are met quite quickly with a huge amount of scree. Because of the footfall, the scree has multiplied. So it's a little bit slippy on the way up, but within minutes of hiking, the view, every time you turn around, that view gets nicer and nicer. You get to about what you think you're nearly at the top. And there's a little bit of space where you can just kind of take a breather and look around you. And I would highly recommend you do that. If you happen to be lucky enough to be hiking on a good day, it'll take everything in you to not just park up there for a good half an hour. But I urge you to keep going, because when you get to the top and when you walk across that little ridge and get to the technical summit, which is the other part, the smaller part further over, what you will be greeted with will bring you back to the mountain time and time again. It is absolutely incredible. And even if you happen to be hiking on a windy and wet day, that feeling of rugged Donegal will be whipped all around you. You will have your hair being slapped off your face. You'll have your coat being lashed around you in the wind. And there's something so exhilarating about that feeling. So I think that you are greeted with a unique experience regardless of the weather. Take your time when you get to the top. It probably will be busy, and because it's such a narrow point, you know, you may have to wait to get your photographs and things like that. Be respectful of others. And obviously in the times that we're in, keep your distance, but don't be in a rush to go back down unless the heavens have actually opened. Take your time and take it in and just appreciate where you are. Be careful on the way back down. It is slippy. It is steep. And there's parts of it that just require a bit of your attention. But don't be in a rush. Take your time, because the whole journey down, you are looking at that view and you are experiencing what it feels to be in the wilds, in the hills of Donegal, and just enjoy every minute of it.